Psalm 33, Preface. The pious, those who have become pleasing to God through faith in Jesus Christ, should return praise and thanks unto God, the sole author of all that is good, for the manifold benefits which they have received. And this they should do with gladsome hearts, knowing that praise is comely. The self-righteous and the hypocrites indeed also praise God with their lips, yet both they and their worship are an abomination unto the Lord. The tree which is not of a good kind cannot bring good fruit, and the person not pleasing to God can perform no works pleasing to him, however good such works may be in the sight of men. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro in the earth, looking unto the upright in heart. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. When the hypocrites praise God, they are only taking his name in vain, as David teaches, saying, Unto the wicked God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldst take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee. Consider and mark well, if our thanksgiving and praise is to be pleasing to God, and beneficial to us, we must be godly, not ungodly. We must abstain from sin, and must practice faith and love towards God and men. Let us now hear the 33rd Psalm. Our heart's delight is in praising God for his goodness. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Summary. This psalm gives thanks to God for being the help of them that fear him, and for never forsaking them. He is fully able to help, for he is the creator of all things. And he is good and faithful, and keeps the promise given in the first commandment, saying, I will be thy God. That is, I will be thy help, thy comfort, thy salvation, for this is what it means to be one's God. Particularly does David here praise the wonderful providence of God, by which he so overrules the thoughts of kings, princes, and nations, as to bring to naught their counsels against him, so disposing them that his will is accomplished, and their wicked designs are frustrated. When they intend evil against the righteous, God causes their devices to work for his good. Though the proud and mighty take counsel together, Yet is the eye of the Lord on them that fear him, to deliver their soul from death. But the proud perish, and their name is forgotten. Prayer. We thank thee, Lord, for all the good which thou hast showed us from the days of our childhood. Continue to multiply thy mercies upon us, keep us in thy fear and favor, cause us to walk in thy praise, protect us from all enemies, both visible and invisible, and grant us, like thy servant Simeon, to depart in peace through Christ our Lord. Amen.